新书、旧书，知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。
John Maynard Keynes，
凯恩斯传。
精彩点评。
A fitting tribute to one of the greatest thinkers of all time，
给史上最伟大的思想家之一的礼物。
Anyone who has taken a course in macroeconomics knows who Keynes is. Economics is full of camps, conflicting doctrines, feuds, rivalries, etc. Keynes was unique in that, unlike other economists who are indoctrinated or are in love with a theory, he was never scared of giving up an idea that did not work.If one was to read his Tract on Monetary Reform, one might be fooled into thinking that it was Milton Friedman that was writing, and not the J.M. Keynes who revolutionized economic thought with his general theory.
任何一个上过宏观经济学的人都知道凯恩斯是谁。经济学内部充满了不同的阵营、向左的教条、不和、竞争等等。凯恩斯在这点上是与众不同的，只要是不合理的理论，他就毅然放弃，而不像其他经济学家一样始终坚持或迷恋一种理论。如果你读过他的《论货币改革》，你也许会误以为那是出自米尔顿·弗里德曼之手，而不是那个写过《通论》并改革了经济思想的凯恩斯。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
Anyone who has taken a course in macroeconomics knows who Keynes is.
任何一个上过宏观经济学的人都知道凯恩斯是谁。
Economics is full of camps, conflicting doctrines, feuds, rivalries, etc.
经济学内部充满了不同的阵营、向左的教条、不和、竞争等等。
Keynes was unique in that.
凯恩斯在这点上是与众不同的。
Unlike other economists who are indoctrinated or are in love with a theory，
而不像其他经济学家一样始终坚持或迷恋一种理论。
He was never scared of giving up an idea that did not work，
只要是不合理的理论，他就毅然放弃。
If one was to read his Tract on Monetary Reform，
如果你读过他的《论货币改革》，
One might be fooled into thinking that it was Milton Friedman that was writing.
你也许会误以为那是出自米尔顿·弗里德曼之手。
And not the J.M. Keynes who revolutionized economic thought with his general theory.
而不是那个写过《通论》并改革了经济思想的凯恩斯。
This pragmatism is what sets Keynes apart from every other economist. But why Keynes was so different from others is something students never learn. This biography does an admirable job of tracing Keynes' upbringing, his education, career, and contributions in the light of circumstances that Keynes lived through and shaped his ideas.It is also full of nuggets about Keynes' idiosyncrasies, which humanizes the biography and shows the real person behind the aura. The book is long, but 63 years of action-packed life require such detail. The Chinese say, "May we live in interesting times." Keynes certainly lived in interesting times,with the result that this book is just as interesting.
实用主义是凯恩斯和其他经济学家的区别，但是学生们从来不知道的是，为什么凯恩斯如此与众不同。这本自传的伟大之处，就是他记录了凯恩斯的成长、接受的教育、事业，以及他生活的环境对事业的影响。同时，他也描写了凯恩斯的性格特征，展现了一个光环背后的一个活生生的真实的人。这本书很长，不过长达63年的轰轰烈烈的人生需要这样的细节描写。中国有句俗语，希望我们活在有趣的年代里，凯恩斯就是生活在一个很有趣的年代，而这本书也同样有趣。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
This pragmatism is what sets Keynes apart from every other economist.
实用主义是凯恩斯和其他经济学家的区别。
But why Keynes was so different from others is something students never learn.
但是学生们从来不知道的是，为什么凯恩斯如此与众不同。
This biographydoes an admirable job of tracing Keynes' upbringing, his education, career, and contributions in the light of circumstances that Keynes lived through and shaped his ideas.
这本自传的伟大之处，就是他记录了凯恩斯的成长、接受的教育、事业，以及他生活的环境对事业的影响。
It is also full of nuggets about Keynes' idiosyncrasies,which humanizes the biography and shows the real person behind the aura.
同时他也描写了凯恩斯的性格特征，展现了一个光环背后的一个活生生的真实的人。
The book is long, but 63 years of action-packed life require such detail.
这本书很长，不过长达63年的轰轰烈烈的人生需要这样的细节描写。
The Chinese say,May we live in interesting times.
中国有句俗语，希望我们活在有趣的年代里。
Keynes certainly lived in interesting times, with the result that this book is just as interesting.
凯恩斯就是生活在一个很有趣的年代，而这本书也同样有趣。
现在我们再来听一次英文原文。
A fitting tribute to one of the greatest thinkers of all time, Ganesh V. Jha. Anyone who has taken a course in macroeconomics knows who Keynes is. Economics is full of camps, conflicting doctrines, feuds, rivalries, etc.Keynes was unique in that, unlike other economists who are indoctrinated or are in love with a theory, he was never scared of giving up an idea that did not work. If one was to read his Tract on Monetary Reform, one might be fooled into thinking that it was Milton Friedman that was writing and not the J.M. Keynes who revolutionized economic thought with his general theory. This pragmatism is what sets Keynes apart from every other economist. But why Keynes was so different from others is something students never learn. This biography does an admirable job of tracing Keynes' upbringing, his education,career and contributions in the light of circumstances that Keynes lived through and shaped his ideas. It is also full of nuggets about Keynes' idiosyncrasies, which humanizes the biography and shows the real person behind the aura. The book is long, but 63 years of action-packed life require such detail. The Chinese say,May we live in interesting times. Keynes certainly lived in interesting times, with the result that this book is just as interesting.
中国广播电视出版社，出版日期2003年1月1号，字数23万。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。
听力课堂，听 class.com。